This is an iHeart podcast.
That I only had one little bit of good news for you tonight. I have another bit. You ready for another bit? And then I'll get into the what rich people seek out and stuff like that in response to this email. You know some good news? You ready for some? I'll allow you to make some phone calls tonight. It's been a week. I am such a generous shogun that I am allowing phone calls tonight. Now, because it's a rarity, I feel like I should give everyone a heads up again ahead of time. This is not like your other shows. I never take these calls because there's too much small talk and too much downtime. So we're not going to do any small talk on the show. No, hi, how are you, Jesse? Love the show. I'm not going to thank you for the call. When I say your name and location and I say go, you launch into the point as if you are a cast member of The View and Krispy Kreme just catered. You just go all in immediately, all right? Don't take too long either. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Now back to the question. And we are going to get to this Steele dossier Dachenko thing here in a moment, and then Elon Musk and more Asian discrimination, which is kind of hilarious, although very sad, but also hilarious, and much more still to come. But how about this? People want to know why young people today aren't breaking out of the house. They don't want to join the workforce. They don't want to drive. They don't want to do this. When people acquire wealth, when people get rich, I see this happening around me with various friends I have now. And I'm not passing any judgment on anybody. Go ahead. Go make your money. That's fine. They seek out protection. Protection from many of the things they formerly had to face in this world. Things that even they will brag about. As an example, I had to work very hard. In the summertime, I had to work very hard to work minimum wage, crappy jobs, just like you did as a teenager, washing dishes, washing cars, trying to cobble together enough money for a crappy car. That's what I had to do. And I'm not ashamed of it at all. We weren't loaded. We needed the freaking money. So that's what we did. That's what I had to do. And I'm proud of it. I'll brag about it. You've heard me brag about it on the air before. If you've done things similar to that, you've probably bragged about it. But what do you say? Let's say your career takes off or you start your own business and it does well. You know, praise God, everything worked out okay. And let's say your kid comes along and you've got some money, even if it's not a ton, to spend on your child for a car. For instance, I have a 13-year-old who's about to be 14. Now, we certainly aren't going to buy him some fancy new car, but this is a conversation we had recently because I've told him my whole life, nope, do what I did, go get a crappy job, figure out how to buy a crappy car and go break down in town and push your car home like I had to. Build character. You know, it's the same thing I told him. That's what I did when I was young. All of a sudden, sit down with the wife. We start looking at bills. Start saying to ourselves, hey, maybe we should get him something a little safer. I don't know. It doesn't seem safe. I don't want to spoil him. Can't spoil him, but it doesn't seem safe. Hey, maybe a little bit of a newer model. Let's get him some airbags. No, he doesn't have to learn on a stick shift, a manual like we did. No, we don't need him distracted. Rich people, they buy insulation for themselves and their family members, insulation from the things that are hard in life. And I'm not complaining and acting like that's all bad. I don't have all the answers for it. I'm not saying it's all good. But I know that we as a nation have been very, very wealthy for a very long time. And kids today, that's not what I'm trying to say. As a result, that's inevitably going to produce generations of kids who don't want to launch. They won't launch. Now, We were a construction family, but we weren't dirt poor at all. By the time my parents started their own construction company about the time I graduated high school. But even then, man, I was launching. There was nothing you could have said. If my parents welcomed me to stay home, no, son, stay here. Please keep living in the house. Save some money. I still would never have even considered it. I'm gone. Peace. I've had my jobs. I'm going to have my independence. I am gone. That mentality changes as your nation gets older and fatter and wealthier. We seek out this separation. If we can afford it, we want to separate ourselves from the uglier parts of life. Look, what's a family do that's, say, an inner city family? Let's say an inner city black family. It's a great example because I'm in Houston. You see this all the time in my area. So many of the suburbs around Houston in my area, they're actually black suburbs. We have a big suburb in the Houston area, big 100,000 people called Pearland. That's what it's called, Pearland. It's the suburbs. It's nice white homes, white picket fence, the works. It's a black suburb. It's heavily, heavily black. I think it's 60% black. Why? What happened there? Well, if you lived in a really bad part of Houston, and there are really bad parts of Houston like there are really bad parts of any big city, real dangerous parts. So many of the black neighborhoods are really crime infested and bad. If you're a black parent who grew up there, you have great stories about that, right? Great stories about, man, we should have seen we had to go through this and school sucked this and I had to fight this guy on this corner. But what's the first thing you do if you're moving on up and you're doing all right career-wise and let's say you broke that cycle, what's the first thing you do? Everyone knows that around here it's a joke. Pack up the house, sweetie. We're moving to Pearland. Why? Well, yeah, you're proud of that hard scrabble childhood. You don't want your child to have to go through the same thing. That is part of the reason we're doing this as a nation. Now, before I get to the calls, 877-377-4373. Remember, get right to the point. I do want to address this because I skipped it yesterday, and I skipped it for a reason. The headlines all over the place yesterday was the Steele dossier source, Igor Dechenko, acquitted of lying to the FBI. Now, there are a million different players in this game, and it gets very confusing, and even people like you who are in the know get totally lost. Well, when Crossfire Hurricane with the Steele dossier and Igor Dechenko, they were working with Fusion GPS. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what you're talking about. What you need to know is a foreigner, Christopher Steele, created the Trump dossier full of all this false dirt on Trump. Well, Steele used sources and things like that. Igor Dechenko was one of the main liars creating the false Trump dossier. Now, he was acquitted yesterday. So let's go through the list. So far, we have three guys, just so you're staying with me. Sussman, Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman, off scot-free. Igor Dechenko, these are the three guys from the Durham investigation. Igor Dechenko, off scot-free. Kevin Kleinsmith, FBI lawyer, not off scot-free. He's the one who actually falsified documents and lied to the FISA court. So, boom, he got busted. But wait, he didn't do a day in jail. He got probation. And in fact, he's back to practicing law lucratively in Washington, D.C. So, hold on. Durham gets appointed to investigate the FBI. So far, we have three big busts, and we have acquittal, and probation back to practicing law. Huh. Now, I'm naturally a cynical, suspicious man, but if I had to guess, I would guess I'm looking at what is not a serious special prosecutor at all. I feel like I'm maybe looking at an investigation by Durham that is designed to placate me and make me feel like he's looking into things. Because the end result, remember, is all that matters. What's the end result? Who's going to prison? That next FBI agent who feels like lying to the FISA court to spy on you next time? Next time it's not Trump, it's you. What motivation does he have to not do it? Well, let's see. Let's look at the last three guys. Acquitted. Practicing law. Huh. Doesn't look like he's been given any incentive at all to stop what he's been doing, does it? Now, I'm sure Durham is a very upstanding human being, the real fighter who's going to take down the DC construction, but you will have to forgive me if I'm a little suspicious that no one seems to be going to jail at the back end of these investigations. Odd, wouldn't you say? 877-377-4373. It's been too long. I will hear. Look, the Shogun is going to hear from the masses now. All right. Before I do that, how much food do you have? I want you to be honest with yourself. Take an honest assessment. Walk over to your pantry right now. That's right. If you're home, walk over to your pantry. Walk in and be honest. If everything went to crap tomorrow, and it certainly looks like it might, can every person who lives in your home eat on what's in your home for 3 months? No, don't look over at those bananas. We all know those are going to be black soon. I'm not talking about those. Do you have 3 months worth of food for your family? Everyone knows you should have a 3-month food supply. My Patriot Supply, they have one packed and ready to go for you. You don't have to think about it. Oh, should I get this or that? It's ready. Go. They've partnered with the show to give $250 off these 3-month food kits. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com is the website. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Go get your food kit now.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
We need to responsibly increase American oil production without delaying or deferring our transition to clean energy. Let's debunk some myths here.
Why would oil companies invest massively in expanding their production if you already are telling them that you plan on destroying their industry? Hey, titans of industry, I expect new factories, more refineries, more pumps. Oh, by the way, your industry sucks, and I'm going to wreck it. That doesn't make sense at all. All right. I never do this. Get right to the point. 877-377-4373. Brody in Atlanta, go.
Hey, Shogun. So there's one upside to you taking all this time off. I get to listen to all the stuff that you recommend. But in order to get the experience of your show, I have to listen to Brian Dean Wright to be informed. I have to listen to BK to be entertained. And then I have to listen to Slater to put it all in perspective for me. You do all of that in three hours.
Well, that's still a pretty good crew. And by the way, it's not taking time off, okay? I wasn't taking time off. Leonardo in New York, go.
Jesse, you are an elitist who is an author, but according to your dad, you are no Ernest Hemingway, but I wanted to. I know you think they were your friends at your house the other day, but one of them is a communist who poisoned you. Did you track them down yet?
You know, in case you missed the story, Leonardo just prompted it. I was gone Monday. Saturday night, we had a huge Halloween party at the house, and we do it as a neighborhood every year. And it's all adults, only adults that come, and we karaoke machine, and it's the whole works. And there's a big costume party, and it's also a big potluck. So everyone brings a dish. You know, you've been to these things 1,000 times. Everyone brings a dish. There's always someone who brings meatballs. 5 people will bring queso. Like it's someone. Everyone brings something. I got into something there. Here's the problem. And I didn't want to go into the details. Okay, well, I might as well bare my soul to you before I get back to these calls. This is not my fault. I ate lunch late that day in anticipation of eating at the party. Then I got super, super hungry before dinner on Saturday night, before dinner time. And I said to the wife, I said, man, I've got to have some real food. And she said, no, you're crazy. It's a potluck. Everyone's going to eat at the party. We're going to eat at the party. And I said, okay. I mean, as long as you think there's enough at the party. So by the time the party kicks off, I'm starving, absolutely starving. Now, we're talking 25 different dishes, I would guess, 20 different dishes of something. They had pepperoni sliders, like I said, and queso and things like that. Here's the problem with who gave me food poisoning. I ate all of it. I was so hungry. I got made fun of by multiple people. I was hovering around the food, just jamming things in my face all night long. What it was, I don't know. I don't know. It was something. Look, I still have it. It's not like I'm doing well sitting here. I'm not doing well at all. Todd in Connecticut, go.
Jesse, I'm the father of six, five boys, and the youngest is a daughter. And I was listening the other day about spanking the children. And, me and my wife always spanked the children from the day they were born till the day they left the house. And we have two on the railroad, two in the Army, and two nurses. And we are 100%, and we had never had ADD. We never had any type of allergies. We just were real parents. And I heard your show the other day talking about spanking the kids and the snowflakes not stepping up and saying they would spank their kids. My sister had two children who she doesn't talk to me because I spanked my children. And both her children are in and out of jail and about the same age as mine. And you're doing a great show, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Todd brings up a great point in the spanking versus not spanking debate. In case you missed that show a long time ago, I said, look, we spanked our kids early on. They're such well-behaved kids that we stopped that. I mean, we haven't spanked our kids in years now. They're 11 and 13. I would guess it's been 4 or 5 years since one of them got a little swat on the rear end. Todd makes a great argument for it. I know a lot of kids who were spanked growing up. I'm not talking about abuse, whipping your kids out of anger and abusing your kids. I don't know any kid who had disciplined parents, parents who disciplined him that turned out like a total piece of crap. I know a bunch of kids, it kind of went the other way. Seth, St. Louis, go.
Hey, Jesse, I signed up for the Israel trip and put my deposit down, and I'm going all the way to Israel to find out what midlife crisis car you bought. And I have a question. Are you going to be able to conceal carry?
No, you know what? That's actually a really good question. I was about to say no. Now, keep in mind, you can travel with your weapon. People think you can't travel with your weapon. Now, there are rules. You have to follow the airline rules and laws. You can't carry it on. Obviously, you have to pack it in a suitcase. I believe that I haven't traveled with one in a while. I believe you have to pack it in a locked case, ammo separate. But you are allowed to travel with your weapon. It always depends on your destination. It always depends on where you're going. And I actually don't know Israel's laws there, which, man, now I feel stupid. I really should know Israel's laws there because in general, when I can, I do pack my weapon. That's just, look, if you see me and I haven't gone through a metal detector, I have my weapon on me. But I'm also not going to get thrown in an Israeli prison. All right, 877-377-4373. Talk about the Asians, and we'll talk to your phone. We'll talk to your phone. We'll take your phone calls, and we'll sit around, and we'll eat shrimp together. As much as I love going out to my beloved Red Lobster for shrimp, let's be honest about the quality. let's be honest. You can do it a lot better, a lot fresher, a lot healthier, and a lot tastier at the house because Biloxi shrimp is American shrimp pulled out of the Mississippi Gulf. It's not from some shrimp farm and some communist dump that hates us. Biloxi, it's American shrimp. They were outstanding during the COVID pandemic, taking care of their community, excellent reputation in their community, good people, patriots. And they're making the best shrimp ever, and they deliver it to your front door. There's no need to go anywhere else for shrimp. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off. They have a bunch of different options and bundles available, okay? BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo Jesse. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'll go back to those in a second. 877-377-4373. I do want to play you a little bit of audio, though, something you haven't heard yet. Now, let's do a little rewind before we get to the audio. I don't have to remind you, but there were severe tensions between, I don't know if we want to say Islam and America. That's not fair. But radical Islamic terrorism really, really, really caught on and ramped up after 9/11. After 9/11, it really caught on and ramped up. Al-Qaeda ramped everything up. There's, of course, Hamas is always doing what they do. Hezbollah, Boko Haram, all these ISIS arose. You remember how bad the ISIS stuff was? They were murdering people all over Europe. And for the longest time, Democrats would do things. Obama was famous for this. He wouldn't ever reference Islam whenever he was talking about it. And that was a source of tension for people on the right. Maybe you remember that was a source of tension for you. Maybe you didn't. I hope you didn't hate all Muslims, but I mean it was one of those things. Okay, this is part of what these people claim to believe. The terrorists are out there referencing the Quran. What is going on? And there was something else that was going on. Democrats were massively importing Muslims into the United States of America. And as most immigrant groups will do, no matter what nation it is they're immigrating to, or refugees, whatever they happen to be, they will end up congregating together and living together. One of those places that got a lot of talk, especially in right-wing circles back in the day when this was all a big concern. It's just not something people talk about as much anymore now. But one of the places this was a big deal was Dearborn, Michigan. Dearborn, Michigan was famous for that. Remember that, Michael? It was you know, the Muslims have taken over Dearborn. These Muslims, Dearborn looks like Saudi Arabia. It was always something. And maybe you've said something yourself to that effect at some point in time. I'm not worried about it. I'm just kind of rehashing where we were. Then all those terrorist attacks throughout Europe and during Obama's administration, you remember they're shooting up nightclubs and things like that. All those things kind of just went away. It's kind of stopped. It's kind of faded. Well, after that, the tensions faded. But because there was so much animosity and cultural tension during that time, a lot of Muslims in the country went to the Democratic Party because they seemed like the nicer party. You know, got Republicans out there, deport every Muslim. And then there were some Democrats saying, no, bring everyone here. And both those positions are, of course, insane. But that was the position of the party. But here's the thing. Remember, the system, the corrupt system we have with corrupt institutions, it's only loyal to itself. And it will only reward those who are not loyal to it. Loyalty to it means nothing. It will reward those who are aiding its current goals. Back in the day, if you're Barack Obama and the Democrats back then, it aided your goals to just haul more Muslims in from all over the country. You didn't care about the country anyway. If they happen to murder some Americans, it's no big deal. They'd never murder you. So who cares? That was kind of how they looked at things. Well, today there's an interesting thing happening. Muslims, they are not socially liberal. They are not down with all the LGBTQ insanity. And the school board, even in places like Dearborn, they're trying to put those, hey, tell your son he can cut his penis off books into the library there too. What you've seen recently is videos online bouncing around of Muslims and Christians standing side by side, parents in these school board meetings in Dearborn, Michigan, blasting away. There's too much cussing and yelling, so I can't play you those, but blasting the school boards. And here's what I found was interesting. So I called this a few days ago. I said, look, I'll tell you what's going to happen. The system doesn't ever back off because it happens to have offended one of its various different groups. It'll simply attack that group. The system doesn't work for the groups. The groups work for the system. You understand how that works? If the feminists all came out tomorrow and decided, you know what? Screw Democrats. They're bad for women. I'm voting Republican. Then the system wouldn't all of a sudden turn or change. They would just attack feminists. That's how it works. In case you're wondering if what I'm saying is true, they did give some floor time at the school board meeting to some of the communist parents to stand up and voice their opinion. This lady, man, she does not sound like the welcoming Democrat I heard so much about. Does she, Michael?
I am not in favor of banning any books in Dearborn. If parents do not want their children to read a book, they should not allow them to do that. But to voice their views of one group of citizens on the rest of Dearborn doesn't work either. This is what Hitler did, and we all know how that worked out.
Look at that. They went from being the saintly, oppressed, put upon Muslims. They're being targeted by these racist Republicans. And now, just like that, you're Hitler. Why? Because the LGBTQ demon mob, right now, they are the leading contributor to the system. You see, the system, they have profit loss sheets too. They have little sheets that, okay, we have a bunch of different brands. We got the feminists and the climate change genocidal guys. Those guys will help us kill everybody. We have the civil rights portion. That's, of course, hilarious, but we can use that whenever we want. Let me see. Oh, but the LGBTQ Air Force Wing, that's the one that's really helping us wreck schools and the medical institutions and the American family. Boy, that's our top performer. Guys, in our effort to destroy America, the LGBTQ demon mob, that is our top performer. You protect them at all costs. Well, you see, there's a new number one salesman in the RV office, and it ain't the Muslims. And the system is quickly finding out that these two different groups, they ain't going to get along. And what's going to be very, very entertaining is watching all those Obama-era Democrats who called you a Nazi for not wanting to throw your doors open to Syria. Boy, they're about to... Well, they're all going to be wearing the Knights Templar flags and things like that before too long here. 877-377-4373. Phil in Denver, go.
Jesse, I feel like you have maligned our bathrooms. They're not all that bad. I got a couple tips for you. You're cheap like Chris. You don't want to buy anything? Go to a Starbucks. Go in, go out. Don't get the coffee. Trust me. If you got a little money, take yourself to a Chick-fil-A. They have beautiful facilities. It's worthy for your rump.
Okay, now, here's the problem, Phil. One, I was in the Denver airport when I had to use the bathroom. In case you don't know what Phil's talking about, you're going to have to go download last night's show. I retell the Denver bathroom story. It was ugly. It was hour two, Michael. Hour two. I think it's the start of hour two. I tell the Denver bathroom story. Now, Starbucks I don't go into because I don't give that communist bunch of trash company. I don't give that communist trash company my money. That's one. Two, Chick-fil-A I do, but I'm not going to use the bathroom in there. If I have to use the restroom in public, my go-to move is this. Hotels. No, hold on. No, I'm not going in there renting a hotel room to go use the restroom. What you do is you walk in the hotel, right in the lobby, be on your phone so you look important. Yes, Smithers, send my people right over. Absolutely. Put that on my schedule. And then you say, I'm sorry, where's the restroom? And you use the restroom in the lobby. Hotel lobby restroom never gets used. I use it all the time. Boom. All right, we'll get to the rest of these. 877-377-4373 and then headlines. But first, let's have a little life-saving action here. What do I mean? I mean a young lady who sees an ultrasound, who hears her heartbeat, the heartbeat of her baby. She chooses life almost every single time. These women are scared. They don't think they have options. Oftentimes they're poor. Oftentimes their parents are bad. Boyfriend's bad. Preborn is the one, the only one out there telling them, you have options. Come on, we'll give you a free ultrasound. And then we'll figure it out from there. Only the ultrasound isn't free. It's free to her. It costs $28. Each ultrasound costs $28. Can we save 5,000 babies on the show? $28 saves a baby. That's what it does. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. These are tax-deductible donations, by the way. Get five of them. Spend $140, whatever. Preborn.com/Jesse. Or dial #250, say baby.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The poor Asians. I just saw Texas A&M Senate opts to exclude Asians in race-based hiring. The Asians came to America.
and promptly dug in with strong family units and succeeded at such a level that now you're just openly allowed to crap on them everywhere you go. Harvard came out and said, if we don't start discriminating against the Asian kids, the entire university campus is going to be Asians. So they said, sorry, guys, you got to go. What
a compliment. But frankly, let's be frank. In all seriousness, what a compliment for a culture. I don't know what it's like in your area and my area. You walk in any dry cleaner, donut shop, nail salon. Not that I spend a lot of time in those, but every single one. They're all run by an Asian family. Not Asian person, family. Oftentimes, it's three or four generations in there. They'll have grandpa, the kids are all working, the cousins. They'll have little kids in there playing with toys on the back of the floor or doing their homework, man. Dig in, work hard, grind, boom. They're so successful. Whole universities are now saying, look, we're going to hire based on, we're going to get some minorities in here. Oh, wait, not those. Anyone but those. That's not good. Johnny in Jersey, go.
Yeah, I have four children, 35, 34, 27, and my youngest just turned 13 on the 16th. All four of them had to earn their keep. My 13-year-old gets a $20 a week allowance.
You got to have your kids earn your keep. You have to. Jack in Austin, go.
Jesse.
Yes, Jack.
Oh, okay. Didn't know if I had you there. I'd like to ask you to sleep on something for a couple of nights. I'm pretty sure you'll agree that in this country we have a Republican Party and we have a Democrat Party. And I hear it used across the board in media, the Democratic Party.
Isaac in Wisconsin, go.
So my question is this. Since the fall, so even after the fall of the Soviet Union.
Can't hear. Oscar in Tampa, go.
Hey, Jesse, thank you for your services, Chief. I'm a born and raised Cuban. I'm an American citizen now, and I just want to let you know, guys, you know, communism is not good at all. It is a cancer. They take from you your identity. They grab the family, and we need to fight. I'm fighting from where I am now, and I'm educating my kids to be anti-communist. This is all that I have to say, Jesse.
Gosh, I love that. I'm raising my kids. Wow, it's weird. The guys who survived communism are raising their kids to be anti-communists. How about that, huh? How about that? Gosh, I love it. Oh, I almost forgot to point out, Johnny, when he called in, was calling from his Pure Talk phone, so he gets a bonus for Pure Talk. So, Johnny, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, you switched to Pure Talk, too. It takes you less. You realize, I tell you it takes less than 10 minutes. When you pick up your phone right now, your crappy Verizon phone or T-Mobile or AT&T, and you dial #250 and you say Jesse Kelly. You think I'm going to put you through some horrible process. I don't have an hour to wait on hold. I can't. I won't do that. It takes less than 10 minutes. You're speaking to an American. Remember, they love the country so much, they hire Americans. Their customer service here in America, it's an American who speaks English. Embrace it. Less than 10 minutes to stop funding your enemies and save a bunch of money? Why wouldn't you switch? From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, all right? That saves you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Elon Musk under investigation by U.S. authorities in the Twitter court filing says Elon Musk is under investigation by the U.S. authorities because he is buying a social media company that has worked on behalf of the corrupt system. And Elon Musk claims to be at least a very big free speech guy. And because you now live in a corrupt country, very similar to Cuba, that prompts federal investigations into anybody who might upend them. Remember,
what Donald Trump really was, what he really was, wasn't your savior, he wasn't your God, he wasn't your king. What he was a system disruptor. Still is, I guess. He's a system disruptor. That's a good thing. When you have a corrupt system, you need system disruptors. But do keep in mind, corrupt systems have a way of smashing system disruptors. It's just going to be what we're going to have to get used to in the coming years. That's how it goes until eventually we can win. Mother of George Floyd's daughter announces $250 million lawsuit against Kanye West. Man, it is good business to be one of that guy's relatives. NHL and its workforce is 84% white. It sets the baseline up. It sets baseline to up diversity. I heard this today from the NHL. I about died.
One area that we are feeling positive about is that 38% of our workforce are women. We've done a lot of work to improve in that area. And it's very consistent with our current female fan base of 40%. And so that's a great benchmark. Having said that, we know we have work to do with women of color, and we're leaning into that.
Why? Why do you need more women? Why do you need more women of color? And these are our highly educated people. Imagine how sick you have to be in the head to look at the world in that way. But they do. We've talked about this before. These people, they'll look at a picture of a corporate boardroom. And while you, I mean, you hardly glance at it, right? Oh, look, they got donuts in there. I wonder if that's a good cup of coffee. And oh, no, the vice president's kind of hot. You know, that's how normal people look at it. They look at it. These people, they genuinely, they sit down, look at it. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. There are only, gosh, there aren't enough black people. How many women that still carry the one here? What a miserable way to look at life. State Department cleans up diplomatic mess after Biden questions Pakistan having nuclear weapons. I'm going to miss Joe Biden when he's gone. I'm going to miss this part of his presidency of him constantly saying things, and then his administration immediately coming out saying, whoa, 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 whoa. That's not what he meant at all. I swear. Boston University defends controversial study on COVID hybrid strain with 80% mortality in mice. I don't know why people are stressing about a university creating an extremely deadly virus. Look, if the worst happens and that virus gets out, at least we have trusted institutions in this country who we know they'll only put forth the most sensible solutions possible that will do the least amount of damage. I'm not worried at all. I'm gonna be fine. CDC to vote Thursday to permanently shield Pfizer and Moderna from vaccine lawsuits. Huh. Yeah, about those institutions. Bubba Wallace gets one race suspension after the crash that NASCAR COO described as intentional. Man, he's lucky the FBI didn't go down there. Oh, I guess they wouldn't have gone down after Bubba. All right, my email address is jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to be back to have more fun tomorrow. Email me whatever you want. That's all. So
this is an iHeart podcast.